War victims from Iraq need help. Christians are responding. Radio is reaching out to the needs of Persian women, and you can help Christian education in Latin America. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As United States politics took center stage in Iraq this week, Christians are gearing up to reach out to Iraqi war victims. Open Doors USA's Al Jansen says more than half the Christian population was forced out of Iraq by murders of family members, death threats, kidnapping, and worse. That's left many traumatized.
One of the things that we're trying to do is provide trauma counseling to bring in professionals who can help them deal with the emotional traumas that they've experienced.
They're also training Christian leaders to be more effective trauma counselors. It's not cultural to talk about your feelings, let alone forgive. He says there's much to overcome.
The honor culture requires that you avenge the death of a family member. So to offer forgiveness is actually a sign of weakness, a sign of shame.
Though Arab Christians know the Bible tells us to forgive, it's difficult when someone's hurt or killed a loved one. Pray that as forgiveness takes root, many will turn to Christ. Next, volunteers will hand out a special version of the Jesus film at the 2008 Summer Olympics. Available in 34 languages, Struggle and Triumph features testimonies from popular athletes like sprinter Allison Felix and a marathoner from Rwanda. At the 2004 Olympics, hundreds of copies of a similar DVD impacted Olympic fans and athletes like the Kenya women's volleyball and the Dominican boxing teams. You can spread the gospel at the Olympics by donating today. You're listening to Mission Network News. A married woman in the Persian-speaking world can't travel, work, go to college, or even visit relatives without her husband's permission. They're expected to marry and bear children. Transworld Radio says their emotional pain makes these women particularly open to the gospel. TWR is producing a radio program to help them deal with daily issues and teach them about the Bible. Your gift of $28.50 will cover the cost of 1 minute of broadcast airtime, a gift that could change a heart for eternity. Next, between 1970 and the mid-2000s, the population of Paraguay increased from 2.4 million to 1.6 million. Missionaries Ed and Linda Baker with the Mission Society are in Paraguay.
60% of the population is under the age of 25, and so there's a lot of new families looking to establish themselves. And so as a way to help these families, the government has a homestead program.
Typically, 50 to 100 families move into an area with a need for water. Ed says they're invited to plant a church.
Someone will typically donate maybe a half an acre, a quarter of an acre for a church site, and then we can use that to locate the well.
According to Linda, while they're drilling, that's when ministry starts.
This is a new area, nothing to do except for come look at the North Americans drilling a water well. So that brings the people to where we are, but at night, we show the Jesus movie.
And two Christian schools in Latin America urgently need short-term teams to help them finish construction projects. Worldwide Christian School Stephen Goering says building Christian schools is a powerful way to advance the kingdom of God.
What we try to do is give them an education that not only has the basics, the ABCs and mathematics, but is also based on the gospel. So these children are getting both things, an evangelistic approach to education as well as a good, solid quality education.
A new school in Guatemala needs to finish construction before the school year begins in January. Juan Calvino Christian School in Honduras needs to add a second floor. You can help build a place where generations of children will hear the gospel and go on to make a difference in their communities.
You are providing a space where children are going to be taught year after year after year and exposed to the gospel.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, yet few people know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Ramadan, Islam's holiest month, which is in September. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.